This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
The Melbourne Pride Centre has been making substantial progress with the announcement of a partnership with IBM just this week. It's not all fun and games for the Pride Centre, though. Federal Labor had promised $10 million in support, a promise that has not been matched by the Morrison government. CEO of the Pride Centre, Jude Munro, caught up with The Informer to get an update.
What's happened is we've been able to jointly sign an agreement this week with IBM. They're a great consulting company now in the field of technology. And what they've agreed to do and are really proud to do is to become our principal foundation partner. So we're thrilled with that. And that's a three-year partnership with the promise of a longer-term partnership over the years. What this will do, along with some other partnerships, some other three-year ones, that will really help us pay for, go towards our operational costs for the Pride Centre and make it operate on a sustainable basis.
And so what does the IBM partnership consist of?
It's $50,000 a year for 3 years, with also some additional support in terms of consultancies. And I think that's going to be really quite significant because we've got, as you know, probably about a dozen LGBTIQ organisations that will be our major resident organisation. And there's some real opportunities probably for some shared services and other ways where efficiencies can be brought to the Pride Centre, but also to those organisations that will be really helpful for them.
And so I understand the federal election result. In the wash-up off the back of that, Labor had promised, I believe it was $10 million in support for the Pride Centre. Now, as I understand it, the federal government, the Morrison government, hasn't offered to make up that shortfall. What will the Pride Centre be doing to fill that gap?
Yeah, so we're obviously redoubling our efforts in relation to fundraising. We have a number of, it's about 10 strategies underway, such as the sponsorships that I was just talking about. We knew we could never bank on an ALP federal win. So whilst we've, felt a little bit of a kick in the guts with that, our plan was always to take out two loans, one for $10 million with Treasury Corporation Victoria, which is a very, very low cost loan, and the other with Bank Australia at also a low-cost loan, but not as low. Our financial plan was not dependent on a federal government being an ALP government, but it would have been a great help. As I say to people, everything's got to go right to make us fully and truly sustainable. And whilst we're very hopeful that 95% of that will be, come to fruition, we're really redoubling. So every donation, perhaps before the end of the year, would make a real difference, and people can go onto the Pride Centre website and make a donation.
That was Jude Munro speaking to Toby Halligan.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.